you. I think it's highly probable at this time that we could do with a little less data and a little more processing. How about that? Now, I've already given you some example of the highest echelon in significance processing, which is meaningless processing. Meaningless processing. We ran that day before yesterday, remember? Now, in running this process, it is quite necessary to understand that the meaning one is to assign is preferably new, different, and strange. Preferably. In other words, ask you to have the wall up there assign some meaning, and you just sit there and say, have it say, well, I'm a wall, or I mean I'm a wall, or something like this. And then say okay to that. You're not going to get any place. No place at all. Why? Because we have a scarcity of meaning. It's no more important than that. And when you were a little kid, running around, the world looked real bright. And that stick you had was a horse. And that doll you had was a live baby. And that house you had was a castle. Years later, you take a look at these objects, and what do you see? You see a stick, a doll, and a very small house. What's happened? Why does the world look bright to a child? No more, no less than this. A child assigns meaning. And an adult has gone on a one-way flow so long that he lets everything assign meaning to him. He looks over there, he sees a wall. So that's a wall. He looks at another person, and he says, just a person, body, certain amount of education, certain amount of liability. He's saying to himself, now I know, you know. Now I know all about everything. In other words, I've stripped the meaning out of everything. I have the exact proper assignment to everything. And then we get what? We get a person who has a very dull world around him. The oddity is the fastest cognition change you will get on the preclear is with meaningless processing. It changes cognitions faster, realizes things faster, and that's merely because it is the upper echelon of significance processes. Significance processes start right down there with Hyde, or the boys, you know, have been very, very inventive here, very inventive here at this Congress. Already had a suggestion, possibly Truen, that wheat lies just below Hyde, and that decay lies just below weight, and that trance lies just below there somewhere. How far south can you go? It's quite interesting. Well, now there are meanings. There definitely are meanings. The woof and the warp of the meanings of the world. And as long as you are anxious about what things really mean, and as long as things are upsetting to you, that is to say, you know, they might mean this, and they might mean that, as long as you have these feelings about your surroundings, you have a tendency to be rather unhappy about meaning. You just keep, what is the actual meaning of that wall? You got a nuclear physicist. He takes a look at a non-existent atom, which exists by agreed-upon postulate, and so forth, and he says, now this means, and he has a total agreement of its meaning. See, this is nice. Got it all settled. It's all buttoned up. He knows exactly what it is. But it's a damn lie, and all he can do with it is blow things up. Do you see this? He then has invented, unknowingly, along with all other inventions, some new meaning, and then has agreed upon it, and then has said that this thing is the truth, and thereafter refuses to let himself put any other meaning into it. Now he has learned his textbook. He's all set, you see. Well, the funny part of it is there is an exact way in which that wall got there, in which that man got there, and so on. There is this exactness. But listen, just because there is the exact way it all got there is no reason for you to lay aside your power of imagination and invention. Because that's all the fun you'll ever have. If a nuclear physicist could look at an atom and say, what nice baking soda. That definitely means that if I mix it up with a professor, I will get an agency. If he had the freedom to do this, he could come home at night and pat the little kids on the head and be nice to the wife and eat a dinner without following it with bicarbonate of soda. He doesn't do that. He stays in the laboratory all the time. And the fact that the gamma goes by the square root of the beta, which goes under the lambda, and this is all agreed upon, and it's all nice, only it's kind of a desperate mystery, only he's got to find out more about these extant lies. And he says it means just so-and-so, and it's all mathematical. And I got it all down in my notebook, and he comes home, and he slaps the kid, and he sits down, and he, what you got for dinner? And takes the baking soda. Says, the hell of a world, let's blow it all up. Why does he do that? He's lost his power to put any meaning into it. He doesn't know where it came from. He's agreed with a lot of lies, and he's stuck with it. By the way, you take most engineers who are thoroughly trained on exactly what matter is. You blow them out of their head. If they happen to touch a wall, they'll stick to it. Boy, will they stick to it. Bunk. Only you won't blow them out of their head. Now, why is that? That's because of the assigned meaning. And the assigned meaning is the agreed upon meaning, and that is the meaning, and there is no other meaning. And I am now being told, he is saying to himself. Now, just look at it as a stuck flow. Old mechanism. Flow too long in one direction, you get a stuck flow. All right? All he's saying is, it is telling me. Everything is telling me. Now, look at your auditor's code, and you'll find, do not evaluate for the preclear. He's had the whole world evaluating for him. Everything's evaluating for him. The wall says it's a wall. The car says it's a car. The sky says it's a sky. The atom says it's an atom. You see? And that's all it says. And that is constant and continual evaluation. What the preclear is doing obsessively, have him do it knowingly. And you get meaningless processing, which overcomes evaluation. And so one can change one's cognitions. One can be free. And that is the heart and soul of meaningless processing. I didn't mean to give you lecture on it. But one can show you very clearly where this process was going and not have you sit there and take a look at the wall and have it say, I'm a wall. This means a wall is here. And then you say, okay. Because the funny part of it is you're doing that all the time and you're never going to run out that much track. What I want you to do, take a look at the wall, say, this means thunder showers are imminent. Okay. Simple as that. Rehabilitate the ability to reconsider or consider. And you've rehabilitated the thing. So let's do it. Let's look at the front wall and have it tell you it means something. Given, okay. Fine, now let's look at the back wall and and have it tell you it means something. Give it an okay. Attaboy. Now let's take a look at that right-hand wall and have it tell you it means something. Good. Now let's take the left-hand wall over here and have it tell you it means something. Well, fine. Now let's take a look at that ceiling and have it tell you it means something. All right. Don't let me rush you on this. Now take a look at that floor and have it tell you it means something. Well, good. Now take a look at the center of Earth and let's get right down and knock gravity just to pieces here. Take a look at the center of Earth. Go on. Have it tell you it means something. All right, good. Now take a look at the center of Earth again and have it tell you it means something. All right, fine. Now take a look at the center of Earth and have it tell you it means something. All right, now let's take a look at the center of Earth and have it tell you it means something. All right, let's take a look at the center of Earth and have it tell you it means something. Everybody get it? All right, now let's have a nice look at the sky. You know, skies have been very significant. Let's take a nice look at the sky up there. Not that ceiling, because of the ceiling. Take a look at the sky. Now have it tell you it means something. All right, fine. Now take a look at the sky and again have it tell you it means something. All right, fine. Now take a look at the sky and have it tell you it means something. All right, now remember we're inventing a meaning. You know, this means that electric signs are at a premium. Take a look at the sky and have it tell you it means something. All right, take a look at the sky and have it tell you it means something. All right, fine. Now take a look at the center of Earth and have it tell you it means something. Well, all right. Now, good. Now take a look at the center of Earth and have it tell you it means something. Get it now? Yeah. All right, take a look at the sky and have it tell you it means something. All right, now you're giving it the okay now. All right, good. Now take a look at the center of Earth and have it tell you it means something. All right, fine. Now take a look at the sky and have it tell you it means something. Good. Now take a look at the center of Earth and have it tell you it means something. All right. Fine. Now look at your next door neighbor and put into that person saying, I mean, you supply it. Give him an okay. Got that now? All right. Let's do that again. All right, got that pretty good, huh? All right, now let's put into this person once more, I mean something. All right, fine, now put into this person again, I mean something. Good, now you're getting the idea that this person is saying, I mean, gotten that, huh? Good, all right. Now let's note carefully the location of this person and do it again. Give him an okay. I know you seem rather faint-hearted about these okays. Now let's do this again and give it a real okay. Okay. Now'd you say okay to that person?
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody feel like somebody's doing something to them?
Yes.
You know, huh?
Yes.
Oh, it's tough. All right, now let's do it again. Put into this person, I mean. You got it? All right. Now, let's look at somebody else. Somebody else. Now, do it again. All right, that's fine. Now let's do that again. All right, good. Good, now let's do it again. All right, now let's pick out a member of the opposite sex. People are fond of saying, I don't understand women, or I don't understand men. Let's get busy on it right now. Got one? All right, now put into this person, I mean, say okay. All right, let's do it again. All right, let's do it again. All right, good. Let's do it again. Well, all right, let's do it again. All right, how's that feel? All right, feels pretty good, huh? All right, who's putting the meaning into them? Good, let's do it again. All right, fine. Now, let's not be so bashful. Let's see if that was okay. It's a little louder, and the meaning's a little wilder. All right. Do it again. All right, good. Let's do it again. All right, let's do it again. Good. Now let's do it again. Fine. You understand a little bit more about men and women? Come on, let's do it again. All right, let's do it again. Well, that's fine. Now let's do it again. All right. Now let's pick out another member of the opposite sex somewhere else. All right. Got it? All right, let's do it again. Put into this person, I mean. All right, good. Did you do that? Got it all. Let's do it again. God, let's do it again. All right, now you're doing this easier? Getting easier? All right, this is trivic invasion of privacy, isn't it? Let's do it again. All right, let's do it again. All right, and once more, put into this person, I mean. God, do you feel brighter about it? Do you feel any brighter? All right, do it again. All right, good, do it again. Why, some of the meanings some of the people are putting into me right now are pretty wild. All right, let's do it again. Well, fine. You really got it now, huh? Got it down pretty good? Now pick out a member of your own sex. And let's do it. Good. Fine. All right, remember your own sex. Do it again. All right, good. Let's do it again. All right, let's do it again. All right, fine. Let's do it again. You know, there's nowhere near the enthusiasm in putting them in memory. Come on, let's do it again. Fine, let's do it again. God, let's do it again. All right, getting a little better now? Huh? All right, let's do it again. Okay, all right. Now let's take a look at the center of Earth. Have it tell you it means... All right, let's take a look at the sky and have it say it means... All right, good. Let's take another look at the sky and have it say it means. Good. Good. Everybody getting that now? All right, let's take another look at the sky and have it say it means. Is that real good? Take a look at the center of Earth now and have it say it means. Well, all right. Now another look at the center of Earth and have it say it means. All right. You getting better at making it say different things?
Yeah.
Huh? Nobody's looking at it and say, I mean I'm the center of the Earth, I mean. All right. Let's take another look at the center of Earth and have it say it means. By the way, you seeing it a little bit better? Or you hadn't thought of that? Now let's take a look at it. I would say it means. All right, now that's better. Now let's take a look at it. And have it say it means. All right, now have your okay go down and be received by the center of the Earth after this, all right? Now have the center of the Earth say it means. Did you okay get that? All right, good. Let's have it do it again. Your okays get there? Well, God, let's have it do it again.
Okay.
Good. Now, heaven, have it say it means. Okay. All right. Once more, heaven, have it say it means. All right, good, and once more, say it means. Oh, you can get better than that with these meanings you're putting into heaven. All right, once more, heaven, have it say it means. God, once more, Abbott said it means. God, and once more, Abbott say it means. All right, once more, have heaven say it means. All right, where is it, by the way? Well, all right, you sure of that? All right, good. Now let's have hell say it means. All right, now once more, have hell say it means. All right, now you make sure this is your meaning you're putting into it now. Not something you got someplace. Listen to that one now. Meaning into hell. God, once more, have hell say it means. God, and once more, have it say it means. Well, fine, fine. Is your okay getting to hell?
Yes.
All right. Now, once more, have hell say it means. God, did that okay get there now?
Yes.
All right, good. Now, once more, have hell say it means. All right, that's fine, that's fine. Now, have heaven say it means. Oh, fine, fine. Good, now have heaven say it means. All right, that's fine. Now, have New York say it means. Did New York receive that okay? All right, good. Now I have New York say it means. Well, good. Have New York say it means. Good. Now I have Washington say it means. And once more, have Washington say it means. All right, once more, have Washington say it means. And once more, have Washington say it means. God, and again, have Washington say it means. All right, and once more, have it say it means. All right, and once more, have Washington say it means. All right, fine. Now have London say it means. Good. Now have London say it means. God, 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 have London say it means. All right, now have Australia say it means. God, have Australia say it means. God, have Australia say it means. Well, you got to locate it now, huh? All right. Have New Zealand say it means. God, have New Zealand say it means. God, have New Zealand say it means. All right, now have Phoenix say it means. God, have Phoenix say it means. All right, have Phoenix say it means. All right, have Phoenix say it means. Go ahead, have Phoenix say it means. All right, fine. Now have the right-hand wall say it means. All right, fine, left-hand wall, have it say it means. Go ahead, the back wall say it means. All right, the front wall say it means. All right, let's add new meanings every time here. Have the ceiling say it means. Go ahead, have the floor say it means. Well, fine. Have the sun say it means. God, have the sun say it means. All right, have the sun say it means. God, that's fine. Have the sun say it means. We sell sunburn ointment very cheaply. Have the sun say it means and give it an okay. All right, have the sun say it means. God, fine, now have the sun say it means. Fine, have the sun say it means. God, now have the moon say it means. All right. God, have the moon say it means. If you're having trouble locating it, just say it's there. Have the moon say it means. God, now have the moon say it means. All right, have the moon say it means. God, now have Earth say it means. All right, have Earth say it means. God, have Earth say it means. God, now have the sun say it means. God, have the moon say it means. All right, have Earth say it means. All right, have the sun say it means. Okay. I'd have the moon say it means. God have earth say it means. God have the sun say it means. God have the moon say it means. God have earth say it means. All right, now have your body say it means. God, 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 have your body say it means. Fine, have your body say it means. All right, now you know your body is saying this now, and you're putting it there. Is that right?
Yeah.
You know you're putting that meaning into the body and getting it back. You know that. Huh? All right, let's do it again. Have your body say it means. Good. Have your body say it means. All right. Good. Have your body say it means. All right. Have your body say it means. God, 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 have your body say it means. All right, at the front of the room, say it means. All right, at the back of the room, say it means. All right, at the right-hand wall, say it means. Okay, at the left-hand wall, say it means. God, have the ceiling say it means. God, have the floor say it means. God, pick out a member of the opposite sex and have them say they mean. All right, do it again. God, do it again. All right, do it again. All right, do it again. All right, that's fine. Now pick out a memory of your own sex. Put it in them, they mean. All right, do it again. All right, member of your own sex, do it again. All right, member of your own sex, do it again. All right, member of your own sex, do it again. All right, have the center of Earth say it means. All right, have the sky say it means. All right, have your body say it means. Good. Have your body say it means. All right. Have your body say it means. Good. Have your body say it means.
Okay.
All right. Now make sure it's saying it to you. And have your body say it means. All right, and have your body say it means. All right, and have your body say it means. Now you be the one that puts the meaning in, you understand? Make sure it's your meaning that is put in. And have your body say it means. All right, and have your body say it means. All right, have your body say it means. All right, have your body say it means. God, have your body say it means. All right, have your body say it means. All right, have your body say it means. All right, have your body say it means. Good, have your body say it means. All right, have you found out yet? Have your body say it means. All right, fine. Have your body say it means. Good. Have your body say it means. God, have your body say it means. God, have your body say it means. God, have your body say it means. All right, have your body say it means. All right, you getting better at it? All right, have your body say it means. All right, have your body say it means. God, have your body say it means. All right, have your body say it means. Come on now, let's vary those meanings. Let's make sure they're yours. Have your body say it means. All right, have your body say it means. All right, have your body say it means. All right, have your body say it means. Good. Have your body say it means. Good. Have your body say it means. All right. Have your body say it means. All right. Have your body say it means. All right. Have your body say it means. Well, okay. Have your body say it means. Good. Have your body say it means. What's happening as you do this? You all sound like you're running down. All right. Let's have your body say it means. All right, have your body say it means. Good, have your body say it means. Good, now have the front of the room say it means. All right, the back of the room say it means. God, the right-hand wall say it means. God, at the left-hand wall say it means. God, at the ceiling say it means. Okay, at the floor say it means. All right, now let's pick out a member of your own sex. Put into this person, I mean. God, then put into this person, I mean. All right, and put into this person, I mean. God, and put into this person, I mean. God, put into this person, I mean. God, now let's originate it, let's originate it. Put into this person, I mean. God, put into this person, I mean. All right, put into this person, I mean. All right, put into this person, I mean. All right, put into this person, I mean. God, put into this person, I mean. God, put into this person, I mean. God, put into this person, I mean. All right, put into this person, I mean. All right, put into this person, I mean. God, put into this person, I mean. All right, put into this person, I mean. All right, put into this person, I mean. All right, and put into the audience, we mean. All right, and put into the audience, we mean. All right, and put into the audience, we mean. Now, you originate it now. You know you're putting it there and put into the audience. We mean... All right, and put into the audience. We mean... All right, how you doing?
Fine.
Doing pretty good now?
Yeah.
Is that a fact? Knock you cold? Ruin you? Anybody ruined? Somebody's ruined back there. Well, come on, put up your hand if you're ruined. Emergency audio can do something for you. All right, you don't look badly enough ruined. So, we'll find your head. Good, you got that?
Yeah.
Good, you got your head?
Yeah.
All right, touch somebody else's head and say, that's my head. Yeah. Good, now let's touch somebody else's head and say, that's my head. All right, let's touch somebody else's head and say, that's my head. All right, and touch somebody else's head and say, that's my head. All right, and touch your own head and say, that's my head. All right, is there any difference? All right, let's find the floor. Good, let's find the chair. Good, let's find the auditor. Good, let's find the room. Good, let's find the preclear. All right, hello.
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 Thank you.